This is VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends. Calling a member of the Breakout Prayer Network.
America. It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, and Happy New Year, everybody. Good Tuesday morning. This is Prophetic Tuesday. Dale Gentry here, broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. Good to have you listening in. Today, it's going to be a wonderful day as we continue to broadcast here on VPN Radio, now in our fourth year of broadcasting from our studios here in Austin, Texas, around the clock, around the globe, keeping the fire burning on the altar, keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." Jesus himself told us to watch and pray. So here we are at Prayer Central, celebrating 50 years of the ministry. Remember, this program will be replayed this afternoon at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 p.m. That is Central Time. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs or shows here on VPN Radio may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. VPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast. But we are absolutely delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne and Ruth Gentry today and is supported by you, our loyal listeners and friends. So welcome, everybody, to Prophetic Tuesday. So glad to have you listening. It's going to be a wonderful day here on BPNradio.com. It's Prophetic Tuesday. Stay tuned. Here we go. It's going to be a big day, a great day, here on VPNradio.com. Here's my friend Martin Smith. We're going to get started.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. The giver of life to the world. We'll hunger and thirst for your word, for here we will meet you, Lord, the voice of the living God, Jesus Christ.
That's good. Good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com on this Tuesday, Prophetic Tuesday. And, boy, we've got a lot of people that have requested a prophetic prayer, prophetic word, and so we're going to get right to it here in just a moment. Father, we just pray the will of God be done here today in Jesus' name on this Prophetic Tuesday here on BPNradio.com. Such a desire to hear your voice as we begin a new year. And I'm just so very, very thankful. Give us ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to receive. Let revelation be upon us today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Even though we're not doing a Facebook Live today, we are certainly happy that you are joining us today. And, of course, I operate on the premise that one word from God can change your life forever. And so I've been operating in the prophetic for a long, long time. I've been a prophetic voice here in America, in this nation, nations of the world, since 1985. And I prophesied over thousands of people. I love to give prophetic words. One of the things I love to do most in all of my ministry. And so it's great to have you listening today here on BPNradio.com. And I'm going to start praying for some people that have turned in their names. Maybe those that have put your name in this week, or maybe in weeks past. We've made a commitment. We're going to let one name fall to the ground, fall to the floor. But it does take time, because we have so many, many requests, because people need a word from God. And I know the value of a word from God. And so if I give you a prophetic word today, you got to remember a few things. Remember that prophecy is foretelling, and that prophecy is not some type of witchcraft or some type of imaginations of man. The Bible said in 2 Peter 1:21, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And of course, as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, they wrote the scriptures. And any prophetic word that you receive does not compare with the written word. In fact, the prophetic words that you may receive today, or someone may have given you or will give you, must line up with the Word of God. It cannot be contrary to the Holy Scriptures. And remember that when you receive a prophetic word, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. So your prophetic word needs to include edification, exhortation, and comfort. Everybody that prophesies is not a prophet or a prophetess, but all prophets are prophetesses. All prophets, they prophesy. So I love to prophesy. I love to give prophetic words. And remember, if I give you a word today, it could be a now word, something the Holy Spirit is speaking to you now in the next few days, next few weeks. It could be a future word, something that's going to happen in the next several months or next few years. I don't know. He makes everything beautiful in his time. Or it could be a confirming word, a word you've already heard or know in your spirit. You just say, well, I know that. I know that's a word from God. I've heard that before, or I have that in my spirit. Or it could be a new word. A new word is a word that you've never heard about, never thought about. And if you receive a new word, you just have to receive it by faith. And in fact, you know, when you receive a prophecy, you got to receive it by faith. You can't receive it with your mind, because 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says that the natural man cannot receive the things of God, neither can he know them. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. So God speaks to us in many, many different ways, in ways that we do not understand, or ways that we may not be able to comprehend. So a prophecy is a foretelling of something that is going to happen in your life, or possibly can happen in your life if you receive it by faith. If you receive it by faith, and you don't have to receive a word, but if you receive this word by faith, you receive it in your spirit, in your heart, you need to write it down, write it in a book. And then you need to speak it. You hear it, you see it, you say it, and then you begin to do it. So it's ears, eyes, mouth, and feet. And I just know that God wants to do incredible things in your life. And remember that prophecy is simply foretelling a possibility or an opportunity presented to you by the Holy Spirit. It's good news. And it has nothing to do with the spirituality of a person. You may feel like, hey, I'm not worthy to receive a word. It has nothing to do with your spirituality. You know, one time I was ministering in a little town, in a little church outside of Kansas City, Missouri. And I prophesied over a lot of people, including the town drunk. Now, if you did not grow up in a small town, you may have never heard that phrase, town drunk. That expression. But, you know, in Comanche, Oklahoma, we had a town drunk. Most every town, little town, if you grew up as a town drunk. And so I called this man up, and I began to prophesy about the wonderful things that God was going to do in his life. And there was a woman that came up after the service and said to me, "Did you know that you were giving all of those wonderful words to the town drunk? Everybody knows what a scoundrel he really is. And you were sharing all those prophecies about him." So I said to the woman, "When this man was born, or when he was in his mother's womb, did God design him or assign him to be the town drunk?" And she said, "No." I said, "Well, you know, Satan has had his way with this man. The circumstances in his life are not good. But a prophecy tells the possibilities or the opportunities that a man has to turn his life around." And I was simply declaring what God had planned for him, even when he was in his mother's womb, even from the foundation of the world. And so that's what I'm saying today. You know, a prophecy may not have anything to do with your present circumstances. It may be an answer to your prayers. It may give you some direction, but that is not what a prophetic word is for. A prophetic word is to share with you some opportunities, some possibilities, or may I say, some thoughts that God has toward you. You know, David said, God's thoughts toward us, I believe this is in Psalms 139, God's thoughts toward us are like the sand of the sea. Isn't it amazing that God has so many, many thoughts toward you? And when I begin to sit down on a Monday evening or a Tuesday morning and begin to look at the request for a prophetic word, then the Holy Spirit begins to give me a thought about you. It's a prophetic thought. It's a thought about your future. And it's a God thought, and a God thought is a good thought. And as I said, it may have nothing to do with your present circumstances, or maybe some, may not be anything you've been thinking about, but it's a word from the Lord or a God thought that he's having toward you. And of course, it speaks of edification, exhortation, and comfort. So today, I'm going to pray for you. I would like to share just a corporate word with those of you that are listening here on Prophetic Tuesday, bpnradio.com. Just a corporate word for those of you that are listening today. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying that 2018 is going to be a year of promise. It's going to be a year of promise. Things that God has promised you, you're going to see come to pass. It's also going to be a year of the favor of the Lord. It's also going to be a year, 2018 is also going to be a year of new beginnings. And some of you need to carry some things over from 2017 into 2018. But there are some things the Holy Spirit is speaking to you that you must leave behind in 2017. You must not carry that baggage into this new year. Isn't it amazing how God works in increments of years? 365 days. He chose 365 days a year. He could have just started out in time and just went into the hundreds and the thousands and the 10,000s and the 100,000s and the million. This is, you know, we could have said, well, this is the 213th million day in time. No, but I believe that God designed the calendar in such a way. He is a Kairos type of God, but he's also a chronological type of God. He designed 365 days a year because he knew that some of us would not be able to handle any more than 365 days because of the disappointments or the disenchantments or the discouragement or the things that were happening in our lives. He knew that every 365 days we would need a new beginning. And some of you never take advantage of that. You never take advantage of that because you carry on. You carry 365 days instead of going back and starting a new year and saying this is day one, or actually this is day two of 2018. You go and say, well, this is a day 367, 368. This is day 473. No. This is a new year. It is a new beginning. And so I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say to some of you, you must leave behind some things in 2017. Don't bring those things in here. This is a new year. It's a new year. And, you know, I prophesied over a couple years ago that God was going to give them a new home. And in that new home, everything would be new. They were not to bring used furniture in there. They were not to bring used linens in there. They were not to bring nothing old. Everything needed to be new. They bring in new furniture, new towels, new washcloths, new lamps, new tables. And that's what the Holy Spirit is saying. I've given you a new year, and I want you this year not to bring any old things from 2017 into this year, except those dreams or visions or promises that have not been fulfilled. You can bring those into 2018. Some of your friends, you need to leave in 2017, there's some of your friends you don't need to bring into 2018. They're not bringing you any comfort. They're not bringing you any encouragement. They are not being fruitful in your life. They are leeches. They're sucking the very life out of you, and you need to say bye bye to them. Don't bring them into 2018. You don't even have to write them a Dear John letter. Just don't respond to them anymore. When the horse is dead, dismount. And some of you are trying to bring already, you're trying to bring some old things into a new year. Leave 2017 behind and move into a new year, into 2018. And know that God is doing a new thing. What did he say in the book of Isaiah? He said, behold, I will do new things. Shall you not know it? They shall spring forth. So, the prophetic word is today, this is a new year. This is a new day. This is the year of the favor of the Lord. Do you hear that, Roxy G from Bronx, New York? I see a major teaching assignment coming your way, thrusting you into a major pathway of new opportunities that are opening up in the educational world. I see this assignment opening new doors for world travel. So I hope that you have your passport. I have a word for Dustin C. from Pineville, Louisiana. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, Dustin, that he has placed the world in your heart and your passion to go into other nations and reap where you haven't sown is getting stronger and stronger. Prepare yourself and your family for a long journey. In the beginning, you may take short missionary journeys, but God is preparing you and your family for a lengthy season of missions ministry. And the restlessness that is going on inside of you is of the Holy Spirit. Much preparation for the journey ahead. And so I bless you, Dustin. Roxy from the Bronx, I bless you. And Dustin from Pineville, Louisiana, I bless you. And Peter V. from Nagaland, India. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that it's he that fights your battles. The battles that you are in are of the Lord. Be still and know that he is God. The odds may appear to be against you, but the Lord wants you to know and remind you once again that if he is for you, then who can be against you? And the response is nobody. You must allow the Holy Spirit to work his work without your interference, knowing that your trust in him is producing strong confidence. The government is not your source. He, Jehovah God, Jehovah Jireh, is your source. Jehovah Nissi, your victory, your banner, your real guard. He is the one, and he wants to do something so magnificent in your life this year that you and others around you will be truly amazed. So Peter V. from Nagaland, India, I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Laura S. from West Columbia, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must not allow those words, promises, and visions that he has given you over the years to fall to the ground. Remember, Lord, that if you can be denied, you will be denied. You must not be denied. You must continue to speak those things that have been so embedded in your heart for so many years. You must not let these things fall to the ground. This year is God, is the favor of the Lord upon you and your husband, your family. And God is going to renew that determination in your spirit to finish those things and assignments that you have started that God placed in your heart. And so this is a year of incredible miracles, and God is God, and He is going to fulfill those things that He has declared, and you guys are going to continue to finish those things that you have started. You can't stop now. And so you got to go for it. Laura, I bless you now in Jesus' name from West Columbia, Texas. Stacy G from Houston, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, stay the course. Finish your assignment. There is gold at the end of the rainbow. God is refining you for your next assignment, but you must complete this assignment. Speaking of assignments, you know, I've written a book called God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish. This is a good time to promote this. All you have to do is go to letspraymerica.com, letspraymerica.com, and click on resources. You're going to see my book there, How to Start, How to Finish, God Assignments, and a prophetic manual, a prophetic handbook. You click that, you can download it, you can print it off, you can read it, and it will be well worth your time. There's no charge for that. You can pass it along to other people. You can print it out, send it to other people. So that will be a blessing to you. Okay, Kaylee S. from Oklahoma City. Kaylee, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He is delivering you from every false hope that Satan has presented to you in the form of those who would come to rob you of your youth. You must close the door quickly and not allow Satan to continue to take advantage of you any longer. It's not too late, but remember that time is running out, Kaylee, and we've been praying for you. So, Kaylee, I pray for you and bless you right now in Jesus' name. Alohisia from Seattle, Washington. I hope I pronounced that right. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are serving at His pleasure, and you're picking up on that pleasure, discerning the unique design that is upon your life for evangelism, bringing many people out of dark places into His marvelous light, giving you opportunities that appear to be small in the beginning, but will turn into major assignments in the future as a result of helping people overcome strongholds in their lives. There is a major war going on against the people of God. And Satan is trying to move people, entangle people, entrap people into dark places so that he can put them at a disadvantage and that Satan could take an advantage of them, causing them to lose time, to lose their momentum, or become passive about the will, plan, and purpose of God for their lives. You have a great work in store for you. Alohisia, I believe that is your name, from Seattle, Washington. And putting a cough drop in my mouth if I'm making a strange noise. Stephanie G. from Detroit, Michigan. The hand of the Lord is upon you, and this year He is minimizing opportunities that seemingly have been coming your way and maximizing others. He's minimizing some and maximizing others. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that He's setting up appointments in other places other than Detroit, Michigan for you. And He is bringing people into your life this year that you have not known before the beginning of 2018. Stephanie from Detroit, Michigan, I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And Kelly W. from Redmond, Oregon, I just see great prosperity coming into your hands. I see you as the founder of a major organization that is going to be very profitable. It's not a non-profit organization. It is a for-profit organization. And I believe that God is going to bring great wealth in your hand for major distribution. So Kelly W. from Redmond, Oregon, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Tyron C. from London, England. Tyron, I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's giving you witty inventions. Some of them will be used in the medical field and others in the science field. He's intruding into your God thoughts, bringing about incredible revelation this year that will astound others as well as yourself. While you are doing routine things, what he is doing in you during the routine things that you're going about, he is positioning you for an incredible breakout 2018 this year. So Tyrone C. from London, England, I bless you in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. And Tracy M. from Savannah, Texas, wherever that is, I don't know. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You must expose your life to those who have made so many wrong choices in their lifetime, and they fear that there's no way back. You must show them his mercies are new every morning. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, Tracy, that you are a major recipient of major mercies that are coming your way, as well as a distribution of great mercies to other people. You're going to help people find their way back home this year in 2018. So, Tracy, from Savannah, Texas, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Marielle F. from Eastchester, New York, I see you as a major fundraiser, making major presentations to major companies and corporations on behalf of those who are suffering and in need. And your compassionate hands and your compassionate heart are going to bring major results to many in need. Your ability to gather partners of compassion. I'm going to say that again. Your ability to gather partners of compassion is going to be quite amazing. So, Marielle from Eastchester, New York, I bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
With hunger and thirst for your word.
This is Revelation Day. This is the 2nd of January, 2018. This is a wonderful day. Dale Gentry here as your host on Prophetic Tuesday on BPNRadio.com. And I want to remind you that the broadcast today is being recorded and being placed on our prophetic archives. And you can go to those archives by going to breakoutradiochurch.com. That is breakoutradiochurch.com. And on the homepage there, if you will look to your left, it will have the BPN radio prophecies or prophetic words. And you can click on that. All of the programs, the prophetic programs that I've been recording on Prophetic Tuesday, and Allison Kieber has been recording and hosting on Prophetic Thursday, you can find on our archives, breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and there it has the BPN radio prophetic words all the way through from February of 2017. All the way, we've been doing this almost a year, haven't we? From February 2017 all the way through December the 12th of 2017. So there's a lot of programs there, and you say, well, I did not hear my program. Well, you can go back and you can fast forward and see if there's a prophetic word was given over you. If you receive that word, you got to receive it by faith, write it down, and declare it, decree it. You literally speak your worlds into existence. Do you understand how that works? So it's more than just saying, well, I believe that's a good word or that's a possibility. You got to realize, no, that's a word for me. I'm going to speak that word and declare that word. And remember that a word is not a chapter or a book. It is one word. Might even be one sentence. Might be two or three words. Christina R. from Pollock, Louisiana. Open your mouth. Hear the Holy Spirit sing over you. Open your mouth and sing the song of the Lord. You are a true worshiper. He's searching out this people group this year to worship him. Your worship will open the door to the desires of your heart this year. So how's the door going to open? To me, it's going to be through worship. That's for you, Christina. I bless you there in Pollock, Louisiana. And Ruth P. from Cherry Valley, Ohio, I see you as a woman of great influence, Ruth. And of course, Ruth means beautiful. You're a beautiful woman of great influence. And God has heard your prayers. You have a great door of access into the throne room of God. And he wants to remind you that you are producing godly generations, that other godly women will come along beside you and after you, godly women that will love their husbands, love their children, love their grandchildren, and will contend for the future of their sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters. Ruth there in Cherry Valley, Ohio, I bless you in Jesus' name. I don't know if it's cold there in Cherry Valley, but I'm telling you, it's cold in Austin, Texas. We are in the 20s, which is quite unusual. It's a cold day across America. If you're out there driving, drive carefully. Chrissy and Stephen C. from Waxahachie, Texas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's putting all the pieces back together this year. This is a year of transformation. God is truly transforming things back into a place of originality, and he's doing it because he cares, he loves you, and he realizes there's been broken pieces, but he's putting them back together, and he's putting them back together this year in divine order. And so I bless you right now in Jesus' name, Chrissy and Stephen from Waxahachie, Texas. I want to give a shout out to all of you from Southwestern University there in Waxahachie, Texas. Judy G. from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I declare that you're going to be a part of a major publishing company. And as a result of your influence and as a result of your editing, there's going to be a lot of people that never dreamed that they could have a book published will be able to do so, Jody, as a result of your influence. So I bless you there, Jody G. from Oklahoma City. Maria V. from Miami, Florida. I declare in the name of Jesus that God is working in your family. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that God is making up for lost time in you and your family, particularly you and your sons, that God is at work making up for lost time. And you represent Matthew chapter 20, which talks about the 11th hour workers. So you and your family represent Matthew chapter 20, where Jesus talked about the 11th hour workers. And so it's amazing how God is going to make up for lost time. So way down in Miami, I'm sure it's warm in Miami. I bless you, Maria, from Miami, Florida, in Jesus' name. And Charlotte B. from Detroit, Michigan, I hear you on the radio. I hear your voice in many different on many different media sites. And your voice is going to be very attracting. The words that you speak are going to attract a major audience in days to come, or major audiences. I believe that's a plural word there. Major audiences. So I bless you there in Jesus' name, Charlotte from Detroit, Michigan. And Jenny D. from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must not talk every word to heart. It seems like that people's words penetrate your heart in an unreasonable fashion. And so I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that He is putting a major shield of faith around your heart, so that what used to cause you extreme discomfort, sorrow, sadness, used to cause you a great sleeplessness is going to be like a what I would call a water on a duck's back. It's just going to no longer penetrate your heart and cause major discomfort that you've been experiencing over the many years. Jenny, I declare that God is putting a new shield of faith around you, and that God is working in your life in unusual ways. I bless you there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Ricky and San Juanita, they're in Port Arthur, Texas. I declare that God is at work to perform an incredible spiritual surgery in your family this year, taking out broken hearts, mending broken hearts, and putting those things back together. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that He is doing a remarkable work of healing and restoration in your family, bringing people back together, people that have not spoke to each other in such a long, long time. So I bless y'all in Jesus' name. Tiffany W. from Kingwood, Texas. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying that you must avoid living in an atmosphere of continual contention. Instead of living in an atmosphere of contending for the things that were placed in your hands and in your care in days gone by. Just hear the Lord saying, all is not lost. There's still a remnant of dreams left. So take what dreams and visions you have left and allow the Holy Spirit to reassemble those things into a beautiful structure. And it's very, very important. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that it's very, very important that you keep encouraging yourself. You know, the Bible said that David encouraged himself in the Lord. And so, Tiffany, I bless you, woman of God. You have so much going for you. Great prosperity coming into your hands, and the blessings of God are upon you. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying the self-blame game is over. That game is over. It's finished. You're not taking it in overtime. I bless you. Brandy T. from Port Orange, Florida. A lot of ministers in your family. And God is calling. Members of your family into full-time ministry. It's going to be quite amazing in Jesus' name. Christina from Cutler, California. The anointing of God is upon you to interpret spiritual dreams this year. There's so many people going to begin to have dreams and visions, and God is going to give you a major gift of interpreting those dreams, which is going to bring you to the forefront of places of ministry and places at the head of the table. God said, I'm taking you from the foot of the table to the head of the table this year. I bless you, Christina, in Jesus' name. And Robbie E. from York, Pennsylvania, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a producer and broadcaster of major events. I see you preparing for weeks or months for just one main or major event. I bless you, Robbie, there from York, Pennsylvania. And Lucretia C. from Tulsa, Oklahoma, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that a new peace is your portion this year. You've labored over a hot stove trying to fix things, but those you've been trying to fix are resisting the fixing. You've been trying to prepare them a nice hot meal, and they disregarded the meal. You have set the table, but they have left the table in anger and frustration. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you will not be victimized by people that are angry or frustrated or full of resentment any longer. It's time now. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time now to move on into a new dimension of life this year. Your labors are not in vain. It's time to quit cooking over a hot stove because they don't want what you have to offer. You feel like giving them a nice hot meal is going to satisfy them, but it's not. Only God can fix them. He'll respond to your prayers of intercession on their behalf. But in the meantime, you must move into a new aura of peace, knowing that your labors are not in vain. It may take a while to see the fruits of your labors, but in the meantime, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, move on and make room for new dreams for this year, because you've allowed so many other people to occupy your room that dreams have had no room in your room. But I declare everything is changing because you are changing and you're listening to the voice of the Holy Ghost. And it's 2018. I bless you, Lucretia, in Jesus' name. And Terry A. from Eckville, Alberta, Canada. I'm sure it's cold there. You have this incredible anointing to resolve conflicts. God has graced you with much wisdom, and the ability to discern the storm coming before it ever appears is quite remarkable in your life. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, Terry, that you are a spiritual force to be reckoned with. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must not allow the opinions of other people about you to disqualify who you really are. I believe that's a good word for some people. There's some people listening to Prophetic Tuesday out there. You're allowing the opinions of others or the words of others to shape or mold who you are. You must not allow that. You must allow the Holy Spirit to shape you, and you must respond by the words speaking to yourself in hymns and psalms and spiritual songs, singing songs about yourself, giving prophetic words over yourself. You say, well, is giving prophetic words over myself scriptural? Go and read the entire chapter of Luke 1, and you will see and you will understand what I'm talking about. Luke chapter 1 is an invaluable chapter concerning prophecy. Mary, the mother of Jesus, prophesied over herself. And if the mother of Jesus did, you can do that also. So I bless you there, Terry. Terry from Elkville, Alberta. Well, hallelujah. God is at work. And Martin Smith, my friend Martin Smith, is going to sing a little while longer while I get me a drink of hot tea. I've got some more prophetic words. Reminder, listen to BPNradio.com. This is Prophetic Tuesday, and it's a wonderful day, and God is at work in your life.
Hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life.
Okay, that's my friend Martin Smith, Delirious. And Martin's parents told me while Gene and I were living there near Martin and Anna Smith in England for a while, that when Martin Smith was born, he could not make a sound. And they kept taking him to the doctor, did not know what was wrong with him. Finally, the doctor said, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, if your son Martin, if he does not begin to make a sound, he will die. And so they began to pray for him. Somebody prayed the prayer of faith for Martin. He began to talk. He began to laugh. He began to sing. And, of course, his voice is heard all around the world. But that is a word for some of you, because you have quit preaching. And if you don't start back preaching, you're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die emotionally, you're going to die spiritually, and you may even die physically. And some of you have quit singing, and you put your, sometimes people can criticize us, and one critical word can just stop us. And one judgmental word we can take to heart. We can take things to heart, and we will quit what we are doing because of the opinions of others. This is a word from God for somebody today. You have quit preaching, you quit singing, you quit talking, you quit giving motivational speeches, you have, your voice is no longer being heard. Your voice is no longer being heard. You've got to come out of obscurity. You've got to come out of that dark place. You've got to come out of that silent place. And you've got to sing again, preach again, teach again. Whatever you do, you've got to begin to talk again. God gave you your voice. And some of you are going to die physically, or you'll die emotionally. Your dreams will die. Your vision will die because you're not using your voice. Your voice needs to be heard. And you cannot allow other people, the opinions of other people, the remarks of other people, to move you into a place of great jeopardy. You know, I'm laughing now, but this makes over 3 years. Gene and I, we started bpnradio.com with the help of Michael Schonborn and some partners. In November of 2014, Gene and I, eventually, we quit traveling after traveling for over 30 years, and some people has labeled us a disc jockey. Well, Dale Gentry has gone back to being a disc jockey, referring to what I was before I went into full-time ministry. I was a radio announcer and a disc jockey. God was preparing me over 50 years ago for what I'm doing now. But, you know, those words for a little while disturbed me to think that they would compare me when I founded this internet radio station to call people to pray, to call America to pray, to call America to pray for another spiritual awakening, to call America to pray for revival, to call America to pray for the nations of the world. You know, to be compared to just a disc jockey, somebody that plays music, was a little bit offensive to begin with. But then I began to realize, no, I'm not going to allow these people to reshape me or to their opinions of me just being on radio, playing some music and interviewing people to discourage me or distract me from what I know that God has placed in my heart. So I could not be silent. So I know my call, I know my commission, I know my assignment is to be able to get on bpnradio.com with the help of a lot of other people, Ruth Gentry, our station manager, and our other team members, just to be able to broadcast on this station and give the opportunity for others to occupy the microphone. It's very, very important. I will not allow anyone to minimize what I'm doing. Even though Gene and I are not traveling, people are saying, when are you coming back to our church? We may come back for a special event. But in the meantime, I'm standing behind this microphone speaking to the world, nations of the world. And I've been giving prophecies today from people in England and India and Canada, America, other places of the world. I will not allow that to be minimized. And you must not either. Just understand what I'm saying. So I speak in the name of Jesus. I speak a release to your voice, and I speak a release to those of you that desire to prophesy. You know, God has given everybody the ability to prophesy. It does not make you a prophet or prophetess, but one word from God can change people's lives. So why don't you go for it? Huh? Go for it. Go for it. Why not? Why not you? Somebody said, why not me? Huh? You can prophesy. Let your voice be heard. Let your voice be heard. Hallelujah. Yeah. Holy Ghost, come upon people right now. I just speak that word of release over you now. That word of release in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe you'd like to make a contribution or be a monthly partner here on bpnradio.com. And, you know, we have about 20 people on our ministry team now, and that takes lots of finances. Would you consider partnering with Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com, this year? All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. Or letspray America.com, and you just click on the donate button there, bpnradio.com, or letspray America.com, and you just go down to the donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, and you can also send a check. You can make your check payable to Breakout Ministries or just simply Breakout. You can send it to P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985. P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas 78709. Austin, Texas 78709. There's no charge for the prophecy, but we would appreciate your investment into this ministry if we're being a blessing to your life. And, you know, I just believe that God has given you the opportunity. And, of course, bpnradio.com is supported by you, our loyal listeners and friends. And so would you become a monthly partner? When you go to bpnradio.com or when you go to Breakout or Let'sPrayAmerica.com, may I say, bpnradio.com or Let'sPrayAmerica.com. Or BreakoutRadioChurch.com. We have several websites there. There's always a donate button. Just click on that. And by your on the donation place, there's a place that says that recurring. That means monthly contribution. And we'd be so thankful for your monthly contribution. Father, I just bless the people that are giving today, people that are helping support BPNRadio.com, those people that are investing into Breakout Prayer Network, those people that believe in Dale and Gene Gentry, those people that we've been a blessing to over the years. And Gene and I, of course, traveled to so many different cities and so many different nations. People listen to us. And, you know, you can send a contribution and send us a little note of encouragement. That would be great. Even if you don't send a contribution, send us a note of encouragement. And you can, our email address is breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. That's breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. Where we're prophesying, this is Prophetic Tuesday.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Well, we're calling on the name of the Lord today. Don't forget that Allison Keeber will be on Thursday with another prophetic session. We have two prophetic sessions every week here on bpnradio.com. Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday. Allison Keeper, one of our spiritual daughters, she is hosting Prophetic Thursday. And you can listen at 10 a.m. Central Time on bpnradio.com. And another one of our spiritual daughters is on Friday. And that is Intercession Friday with Rhonda Kinzer. Wow. And, of course, I'll be back tomorrow on bpnradio.com. I left some special guests on tomorrow. It's going to be a great day. Don't forget, 24 hours a day, we're broadcasting here on bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell everybody about this station, if you will. I have a word for Carolyn R. from Lake Worth, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are about to enter a major business venture accompanied by a lot of negotiations that will take considerable time, effort, wisdom, and much prayer. I bless you, Carolyn, from Lake Worth, Florida. Give a shout out to all of my friends there, Trinity Church International, and Pastor Matt Baker, Pastor Tom Peters, and all of you there. Gene and I have ministered so many, many times, and we bless you right now in Jesus' name. May the Holy Spirit bless you. John from Albany, Georgia, I have a word for you. I see you as a man of adventure. You have energy to burn. Give yourself to your passion. Follow your heart. Your great faith, passion, and giftings are making room for you. And Jessica L. from Collinsville, Oklahoma, hear the Holy Spirit saying that you keep your head and keep your eyes on the goals you desire to accomplish. Don't allow other voices to distract you into thinking that you are operating too small. Just know that you are walking down the proper path and time is on your side. I just want to say that again. Time is on your side. Got a few minutes left. I'm going to look at some names of some people that that sent in a request even today. And Mandy R., in the name of Jesus, I bless you right now in the name of the Lord. Not sure where you're from, but I'm asking God to bless you. I just declare that gift of hospitality that is upon you is going to attract many people. You're in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I see that now. So I bless you right now. Mandy, I declare the hand of God is mightily upon you, blessing you. No, you're in Overland Park, Kansas. Sorry about that. I'm going to get it right, Mandy. I bless you in Jesus' name. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that the people that are desperate are coming to your doorstep. You're going to be able to pray the prayer of faith over them in most unusual ways. So I bless you there. And Mary W., from Katy, Texas, I declare that God is adding people to your prayer group. I see you as a major prayer leader in your neighborhood, in your city, and God is continuing to add people of great faith, and you're going to make great progress, and there's going to be, in your prayer group, there's going to be some signs and wonders and miracles that's going to be absolutely amazing. And Misty W. from West Monroe, Louisiana, this is a year of great happenings in your family. This is a year of awards. I see members of your family receiving awards and rewards this year. So I bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. And I just have a word today for Crystalline A from Oklahoma City. The power of the Holy Ghost is coming upon you. You're going to have incredible manifestations this year of the Holy Spirit. Incredible manifestations of the Holy Spirit is going to be upon you. And Tracy A from Richmond, Virginia. God has given you an incredible ability to communicate. And there are three major ways that you're going to be communicating this year. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Brandy, I just believe that God, this is a word for Brandy T in Port Orange, Florida. Brandy T, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that God has given you a great gift of counsel. I see you as a major counselor, and you are to pursue that educational path that you have started on. You must not be discouraged because God is providing special means for you to complete your education. And Joey H. from Hearst, Texas, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. And God has given you an opportunity to speak to people that have never received a word from God. They don't know what prophetic is. They don't know what it's about. But you're going to speak to them, and you're going to speak to them in simplistic terms, terminology. And you're going to present the gospel in simple ways for people to understand. And so I just bless you right now. And Christina from Cutler, another person from Christina from Cutler, California, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You must not allow anyone to steal your joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And Patricia G. from Stuart, Florida, there are God ideas flowing throughout your mind. Sometimes the ideas and witty inventions are going to come so fast, so quickly, it's going to be overwhelming. So you need to get ready. Get your pen and paper ready because incredible things are about to happen in your life. And I have a word for Denise B. from Altus, Oklahoma. I've ministered there several times. Denise, you are a part of a happening that's coming together in Altus, Oklahoma, that is going to capture the attention of the entire town, the entire city. And you have all these creative giftings, Denise, and I declare those giftings are going to be placed at a high value. I give it a 10. I give your inventions and your creative thoughts and ideas a 10. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Soy from Soy V from Chicago, Illinois. In the name of Jesus, the prayer of faith, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. You're going to pray the prayer of faith, and you're going to speak those things that are not as though they are already were. You're going to speak things into existence, and you're going to take authority over the spirit of doubt and fear and unbelief. And there's a lot of people that are surrounding you that are full of fear and doubt and unbelief. You're going to break that chain. You're going to break that chain of fear and unbelief, and there's going to be a new level, a new spirit of faith that breaks forth in your sphere of influence. I bless you there, Soy, and I bless you there in Chicago, Illinois, today. And I pray for the city of Chicago. There'll be a spiritual awakening there that will happen in that city of so many crime events that's been taking place. Michelle K. From Canby, Oregon. From Canby, Oregon. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you, for He has anointed you. I declare, young lady, there is a special anointing on your life to do incredible works for Him. And you are going to follow the leadership of the Holy Ghost. And there may be people that give you one title, but you must not allow those titles to stick, because God has given you entrance into different territories, into different places, into different regions, into different realms. And you're going to be a young lady that knows how to work with the Holy Ghost, and one that knows how to work with the Holy Spirit. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Pamela, from Cedar Park, Texas. That's not far from Austin. I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare that you are going to carry that blessing anointing. And you're going to break out and do a wonderful dance this year. And people are going to dance with you. And you're going to laugh, and other people are going to laugh with you. And Gina from Oklahoma City, I declare there's the anointing to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ is strong upon your life. And Annabelle from Clewiston, Florida, Annabelle, the voice to minister the word of the Lord in song is mightily upon you in Jesus' name. You attract the Holy Ghost. And Akhale from Kohima, Nagaland, India, in Jesus' name, you're a mighty woman of God, and you are breaking strongholds over your city. You are literally breaking down the strongholds over your city, and you're going to be a woman of great spiritual warfare. And Josiane from Thoma, France. In the name of Jesus, write your story. You must tell your story. Job said, I wish somebody would tell my story. You must tell your story, Josiane, and send me a copy of it, please. I believe there come a day that you will share your story on bpnradio.com. So there in Josiana, I don't speak French, so I'm probably butchering your name. I apologize. About the only French I know is oui, oui. That's it. But I bless you there in France in Jesus' name. And I'm going to call some more names out here right quickly before we go. I bless you in the name of Jesus, Joey. I've already blessed you. In the name of Jesus, I'm going over so many names before I go. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Ask God to bless you that are listed today. I declare the hand of God is upon you. Maybe I've not called your name, but I'm just going to reach out and pray for you right now. I'm going to ask God to bless you. Emma there, Emma S. in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I'm butchering that name again, but I bless you right now. I declare the Spirit of God is upon you, and there's great manifestations that are working in your life even at this moment. And I bless those of you that are listening today in Jesus' name. There are those of you, I'm praying a special prayer for those of you today that are attempting to make major decisions in your life, and you're saying, I need a word from God. I'm trying to make a major decision, and how am I going to do that? Let me tell you, when you move out of your rest trying to find an answer, trying to find a way to determine what you're going to do, you're eligible to make major mistakes. So I pray for you right now that you will not get out of your rest, out of your rest. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. What did he say? He said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in your heart, and you will find rest. Rest in your soul. That is your mind, your will, and your emotion. So some of you are trying to press in and saying, I need to make a decision. And what is the word for me? The word of the Lord today is rest. You have to rest. You know, I've learned as a prophetic voice all of these years that my prophetic words come out of rest. That's why on Prophetic Tuesday, I'm not doing a lot of other things. I'm getting up and praying. I am spending time with my wife in prayer. And I am not going and looking at all of my things to do. No, I'm not. I am resting in the Lord. I'm looking at people's names. I'm praying over your names. I'm writing down what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say about you. I'm entering to that spirit of rest. And that's what you must do also. I'm praying for you right now that you must enter into that spirit of rest today. And out of that rest is going to come revelation. And the Bible said, and you shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. This is the way. Walk in it. Because when you try to work it out in yourself, if you try to work it out with your mind, you go to other people and say, what is your opinion? What is your opinion? Then what happens is we open the door of confusion. And I want to say today that God is not the author of confusion. I want to say that again. He's not the author of confusion. And so how am I going to get this word from God that I have in my spirit? You're going to get this word from God because you're entering to that spirit of rest in Jesus' name. And so I bless you, Nancy G. from Hampton, Georgia. I bless you, Kathy T. from Kernersville, North Carolina. I bless you, Santana from Niagara Falls, New York. I bless you, Jennifer from Silicon Valley, California. I bless you, Nicole S. from Bristol, Tennessee. I bless you, Denise L. from Athens, Alabama. I bless you, Yvette R. from Maryland. I bless you, Rebecca P. from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I bless you in Jesus' name. Carol B. from Barbados. I just speak a blessing upon those of you that are praying for a word from God. I'm asking God to bless you, asking God to work in your life in the name of Jesus. Oh, rest. Hallelujah. Rest, rest, rest. Those of you that need to make a major decision, I speak rest. I pray over you, Pat D., from you and your husband, Larry, from Frenchburg, Kentucky. I speak rest over you. In the name of Jesus, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that God has not forgotten your labors of love. He's not forgotten your labors of love. And let no one steal what you have stored into that place of safekeeping. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Pat and Larry, Pastor Pat and Larry from Finchburg, Kentucky. Oh, I bless all of you in Jesus' name. It's been a wonderful day. Don't forget Delvin Kinzer, our award-winning news director. is going to be next with the news, and Roy Beard speaks concerning the future of our nation at 11:55 each weekday, and that will be on today. We'll have, of course, a special guest on today, as we do every noontime, and so you don't want to miss our special guest at noontime today. And then, of course, at 4 o'clock, we'll also have another special guest. Remember, I'm going to be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central Time. And then, of course, Allison Keeber, she's on Thursday with Prophetic Thursday. I appreciate each of you joining in, tuning in, sending your name. And I won't be able to get to everybody every week, but we'll pray over as many people as we can. I've covered a lot of territory. Yes, I have. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for anointing me today. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for what you've done today. We're so grateful. I want to thank those of you that have sent your words of kindness. You've sent cards, letters. You've sent gifts. You've contributed over the Christmas holidays. Gina and I are so very, very thankful and grateful. And remember, sometime this month, I'll be doing what I've been doing now since 1990. I'll be sending out or broadcasting here on bpnradio.com prophetic words for 2018, rehearsing some other words from past years. It's going to be a great year. You'll be blessed. And Michael Schonborn is about to play the outro. Then the news is next. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Sure love you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray.
When I look at the blood, all I see is love, love, love. When I stop at the cross, I can see the love of God. But I can't see competition, I can't see hierarchy, I can't see pride or prejudice or the abuse of authority. I can't see lust for power. I can't see manipulation. I can't see rage or anger or selfish ambition. When I look at the blood, all I see is love. I can't see hate or envy. I can't see stupid fighting or bitterness or jealousy. I can't see empire building. I can't see self-importance. I can't see backstabbing or vanity or arrogance. Well, the blood, all I see surrender, sacrifice, salvation, humility, righteousness, faithfulness, grace, forgiveness, love, 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 love.
driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both their lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands. 'Cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go. So give me one more chance. Save me from this road I'm on. Jesus, take the wheel. It was still getting colder when she made it to the shoulder and the car came to a stop. Cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. So from now on tonight, Jesus, take the wheel.
I surrender. here on the bank I stand. But in the water is the hope of man. Unclean, I fall before you now. Jesus, come wash me inside out. I'm running to the water now. I'm running to the water now. And I'm lost in your love and your mercy. Lord, your beauty is so overwhelming. I'm thankful for your truth. I'm so in love with you, my Jesus. My Jesus. Here on the bank I stand. But in the water is the hope of man. Now, Jesus, come wash me inside out.
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you're looking to Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD, TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's going to split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Desperate for your presence, oh. then it's you. We adore singing
Just is shining, and then the dark can't understand. Light of the world, King Jesus, do you know? Do you really know him? Do you know? Do you know? Just one touch from the King changes it.
Change.